Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Monday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lovely and talented Niecy P. And the lady with all the connections, Dawn. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Peter. You know he's a sports guy, of course, and Yeah. That's his background.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, that's how he intros, and I love it.
You love it?
I love it, Peter.
You like it? Did I blow your eardrums out?
Not yet, but you broke my glass in the back.
That's good. I like it. Happy Memorial Day, guys.
Well, anyways,
thank you.
I know. It's a super fun day today. You're driving at the beach, and you're tuning in. You're like, what is Hollywood Connections all about? Guess what? It is here to connect you in show business with the right connections without you being taken in show business. And Denise, I've had the horror stories people write me all the time.
I believe that.
Yeah. And we are here with an amazing film director, and I am so excited. But before we start, we're going to play your husband's song.
Yes, that's right. We are going to listen to That's All.
Oh.
That's right.
He's great.
Booked him for a national pageant. We got you going.
Yes, we're so excited here.
Yeah, yay. That's a great way to start.
Yes.
Exactly.
Definitely.
And then Johnny's coming right back. You don't want to miss this film director. He is local. He's amazing. And I'm a part of his laughter lines as well. We'll be right back.
I can only give you love that lasts forever. And a promise to be near each time you call, and the only heart for you and you alone, that's all, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall. And a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all. That's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and a love time can never, never destroy. If you're wondering, I'm asking in return, dear. You'd be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you adore, for now and evermore, that's all, that's all.
You enjoy that beautiful music driving.
Awesome.
Yay. So let's introduce on Johnny. Oh my gosh, he's got so much. But before we start, I know we're going to share real quick just to say hello to Johnny, and then we're going to switch chairs with David. Okay. And he'll be over here with the headsets. So let's welcome. I am so glad you're here.
Yeah, hi. I'm also glad and very much excited.
Yes. We're doing a super special on you today.
Yeah. All about laughter line, and it's very good to start. Yeah, everybody need love. We need more and more love. And I'm glad, like, I'm getting all kind of supports, all kind of talent to come up with very, very short skit, 1 to 2 minutes, and it will roll you out.
I know, and you star in it as well. So you produce it, you star in it, and then you bring our actors. We have some amazing actors in the house today. And so I'm honored. And to my right, I have David here. And so welcome, David, to the show.
Thank you. Oh, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
And David, you know, everybody thinks that you have to be a certain age. Oh, my God, I'm too old for this. I'm too old. I cannot act. I can't. You are amazing. You are doing so many things. I see you on billboards and buses and posters on bench chairs.
I call each one of those a blessing.
It is. It is. And so you have a list of just amazing work that you've done. And I think right now we're going to do The Billionaire or Millionaire.
Yeah, that's a very good to start, because David is here, Don is here. So why not let's watch and listen Billionaire.
That's right.
One of the best laughter line, I would say. And then we will go to Kelly.
That's right. So, Peter, we're ready to play our clip, and I hope you enjoy this, and it'll be on VH2.TV network in the next 2 weeks. Are you David?
Yes.
Can I please get a minute of your time?
Yes. John, go set up. I'll be right there.
Hi, David. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. Can I ask you a few questions?
Yes.
Great. I heard that you were one of the top 10 millionaires in the city.
Thank you.
Now, that's amazing. Who do you give credit for being a millionaire?
My wife.
Your wife. That's so sweet. Also, what were you before you were a millionaire?
A billionaire.
So you want to laugh. That's what it's all about. And I'll tell you, wait, when you want to see the clips. And Johnny, where can they actually see all the Laughter Line clips on YouTube and watch and laugh?
Yeah, this is just a one you will see so far in last only within 2 months. We made 23 more Laughter Line. So go to YouTube and just type Laughter Line. If you type Laughter Line one word, it will be on top of your search. So just be careful. Just type Laughter Line one word and you will see Laughter Line channel and you can't...
Can't miss it.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
wow, and you do feature films, and you're so amazing. And also, David, we're going to have you on for just a second here as well. And any words that you'd like to say to Johnny from the heart or anything that you'd like to say about your career?
Oh, yes. Well, I'll tell you, I've been blessed to have this career. So far in 18 years, I've done 133 commercials and 112 movies. And one of the movies that I've done is very special to me. Gosin Johnny directed it, and it won the World's Humanitarian Award.
Oh, yeah, that was very, very great. And really, it's happened because of we have a very good team. David was there, Mary Leonard, amazing stars in that IMC. And it's a very good team also, which hit the judges, and we got, it's been 2015. Award, humanitarian awards.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, do you know, this is a surprise for you. We kind of have a roast for you today. This is your day. This is your hour. We're so excited to...
Oh my God,
I know. So this is like from the heart. Everybody's going to say from the heart whatever they'd like to say. What was your best memory working with Anjani?
My best memory working with Anjani is that I called him because they were looking for a guy who spoke Indian, you know. And I called him up to be in this movie. What was the name of it?
Collusion.
And I didn't know he can act. I knew he was a great director, but he hit it out of the ballpark. I was so proud of him.
Yay!
And that's happened possible because of good reference. The Don David referred me, and I was there, and we worked together. And that film is now showing on 3rd June, premiering in Florida. In Orlando.
Wow. Now, also, Anjani has something special on Wednesdays. I've been sending my reporters over.
Right.
And we were at the Tampa Bay Film Society, and your husband performed.
Yes.
And he said, I love your reporters, but I need you there. Now, tell us what Wednesdays are so important if you're an actor or you want to get in the business.
Yeah, actually, it's a second Wednesday every month. And this Wednesday is a big for that event because we are completing 25th installment.
Oh.
So this month is our 25th running. It's called the Silver Screen for Short Films, SSSF. We started in 2016 in May sometime. Now it's the 25th installment. And every month we collect short films international.
Oh, wow.
And more emphasize the local filmmakers. And so half local talent, local films, and half international. And it's a very good combination, and we showcase there. And at the end, we give awards to the best choose by the audience.
Now, is there a fee to come in, or where do they go this Wednesday? Actually, I get off of my other job at 5, so I'll be there.
Yes.
Denise, you want to go?
Yes.
Yeah. And
okay.
The next, as I told you, it's only on the second Wednesday each month, so once a month. So right. Next second Wednesday is 13th June.
Okay, so
it's not till the 13th of June.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's on the 13th June. It will be at the Villaggio. And we have partnership with the Villaggio. And
I'm thinking Bellagio in Vegas. I'm there. No, I gotcha, Villaggio. I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. It's in Tampa.
Right.
So we will 7 to 9 every second Wednesday. Everybody most welcome to see the local short films, international short films, and be a part of voting and select the best short films by the audience choice.
And that's awesome. So if you're a film director, get out there, get connected to Anjani. Also, Denise, do you want to introduce our next? We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to change actors here. And thank you, David, for being here.
It is my pleasure, and it was a pleasure doing that skit with you.
I know. We need to do another one. We had fun. And also, we're going to change seats, and Anjani's going to take David's seat. And can you say who you are and tell the world?
I am Kelly Helen Thompson.
That's right. So, Anjani, you're going to come over here because you got headsets. And so I'm going to set up, I guess, what clip we're going to play. Do you know, she's done a couple of them.
Yeah.
And what one are we going to set up to tell the audience? Now, I will tell you, I saw one that made me just roll. I am telling you, I know friends that could have happened to. I'm not kidding you. So what clip are we going to use on her today?
That's called $500. Clip, and we will see and watch and listen just now. So let's see first. And those who are not on seeing live, I think they can also understand if they are just listening.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Audio, right.
So our audio. But video will be good to watch, and let's see.
Okay, well, let's watch Peter laugh, because I know he's going to laugh.
Kelly and starring Kelly and me.
That's okay. Right. That's right. We'll be right back. Enjoy. Yep.
Hurry up! I'm going to be late!
I'm so sorry I'm taking so long. Oh, I'll get it.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Mike here?
He's in the shower. Is there anything I can help you with?
What? I have this $500. I can give it to you if you can drop the toggle.
Did he mention about the $500 he was going to return?
Okay, so let's set up this clip.
Is it running?
Yeah, actually, but it was the audio on that, too.
Okay.
So
right.
That's for the VH2 TV network. So can you set up that whole clip as well and explain what happened? So here you are as an actor, right?
Yeah.
And somebody comes to the door, Anjani.
Yeah.
And he has $500 in his hand.
Yeah.
And you're looking at the $500, and you're like, ooh. And then you're, like, looking at her.
I offer her to, because I saw her in just a towel.
Right.
So I got opportunity, and I have $500 in my pocket. So I asked her to drop the towel if she need or I can give her $500.
Right.
So she look at here, there, and to be safe side, she thought might be like, okay, it's a safe game. Husband is in the bathroom and nobody is in the road. So
okay.
Yeah, it's a good easy money. So so she dropped the towel and then quickly pull up. And I gave $500. And then later is the surprise here.
Okay.
Actually, that's money I have anyway to return to her husband.
Oh, my goodness.
So how do you come up with these laughter lines? Is it something that you come up and you're falling asleep at night? You're like, oh, that would be a good one.
Yeah, actually, I'm just searching on all the internet and here, there. Somewhere I found something. So we do like rewrite some of them or got inspired by some of the incident.
Okay.
And then we write and we do something.
Okay.
And it may not be the original one, but maybe inspired by some other things. So yeah, we do. But definitely, very soon, we are looking for original content.
Okay.
That time, it will be really good hit.
Okay.
Because now we are just surfing from the internet and rewriting, improvising, going on. But if we can do our own writer, then it will be a really good thing.
Okay, like, go ahead. So, Kelly, tell us, how did you and Johnny meet?
Well, originally I was doing a 48-hour film challenge, and it was for this movie called It's Not About Sex.
Okay.
And so that's how we originally met.
So you guys were working together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Though we have met a couple times here, there in festivals. All the time. I have eye on you. And she's a really talent. Like I was just waiting for that... because she is also having so many projects going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, and luckily that time it happened, and she was free, and she volunteered in my short film.
Okay.
It's called It's Not About Sex. It's 48 hour.
Yeah.
And she did a great job. You should watch. It's on the YouTube.
Okay.
It's called It's Not About Sex.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Kelly, how did you get started?
How did I get started?
Yeah.
I was doing live stage shows, and... one day somebody asked me if I wanted to do a music video, and I said, sure, why not? And then from there it kind of took off, and then I started making my own movies too. And then once that started, people didn't want me to stop, so continued.
I love your expressions. You have such comical expressions that you could just look at you and not say a word and just start laughing. Yeah, you have such a great comedy look on that too as well, which is a blessing. Before we have you go, what would you like to say to Anjani from the heart, and any memorable moment that you remember?
One of the most memorable moments, he is the only man that I've gone underwear shopping with in a non-sexual way.
Where did you go? What store? That's so funny.
It was just
did not expect that one.
funny.
Because in one scene, this was just one example I give.
Okay.
If you go on Laughterline channel, you will see 3 or 4 more.
Yeah.
It's not only just I put it the best one for this show, but you will see Yes or No, and one more, I think.
Right.
Yeah, Talking to Bread.
Talking to Bread.
Bread.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Did you see them?
Yeah, you'll see. Laugh. You should see that. So, and there are a couple more, and the... in fact, that one we have not shooted it, for which we have shopping for the underwear.
Okay, yeah.
That's still due. So there are so many things. We are more to come. So you will see, watch Kelly Moore in Laughterline.
Well, you know, with the audio today and everything, we're going to take all these clips and send it to VH2 TV Network, and we're going to have a special Under Hollywood Connections for you and honor you for what you're doing here in the Tampa Bay area. So we want to thank you so much. And I know we have another caller that just called in. Is that correct, Peter?
We got 2 callers on the line here.
Okay, and we have a caller that, is it Nicholas?
We got Nicholas, and then we have another caller. So let's put them both on at the same time.
Okay,
all right?
Well, let me ask Anjani, because he's got everything organized here on the call-ins. Hold on, Nicholas and our guest. And he's got our laughter lines with them. And we're going to trade seats with Ron Winters next. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh,
appreciate
you're
it.
Thank you, Kelly.
Awesome.
You're
and
welcome.
We're going to actually put Nicholas on. Is that correct, Anjani?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, and then we're going to go to clip number 7. So do you want to set up the clip for us, Anjani?
Yes.
Number 7? Hi, Nicholas. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dawn. How you doing?
Hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Columbus, Georgia.
Very nice to have you on the air. And I know Anjani's running back there to make sure your clip. So before your clip starts.
Okay. Could you guys just kind of set it up for us? Because Anjani just flew out of the room for a second.
7, right?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are live. So tell us about your clip.
I forgot which one. Number 7.
Yes. Well, maybe Anjani remembers because he's right here. Anjani, do you want to set up his clip, what they're going to hear?
Yeah, we are ready to show. Start the clip. So I think it's going to start. So let's watch this first, and then we'll talk more about the Nicholas. Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back.
All right. That's it, I'm done. My life is a wreck because of you.
What?
That's right.
What are you talking about? You can't be serious.
What's going on?
He's tripping.
You don't love me. You're always out doing something else.
You can't be serious. I've been here through all the hard times. When you couldn't find a job, I was there. When you had no money, I was there. When there was no food in our house, me, I was there.
Hey, man. She's right.
Mm-hmm.
When you were laying in the bed sick, she was there.
Yeah, you tell him.
When you broke your nose in that car accident, she was there.
That's right, you listen.
When you had to climb through the window and got arrested because you couldn't find your door key, this woman was there.
Yeah, you got that?
Oh, hold on, let me explain. Every time something was wrong, she was there.
What's your point?
My point is, I think this woman right here is bad luck.
And we're
that
back.
Is so cool.
So, Nicholas, this is just a dedication to Anjani today. What would you like to say to him from the heart and any memory maker that you remember?
Oh, my God. I remember so much. I'm thankful for so much, Anjani, so much. Just meeting you at the 2017 30-day horror film challenge.
Yes,
it was
yes,
amazing.
Yes, yeah.
This work right here, even Anjani knows I couldn't stop laughing at the jokes that were happening on set. It was awesome. And I thank you so much, Anjani.
Well, we're glad that you joined us. I know we have other actors here in the studio.
But before we go, I would like to say about Nick.
Yes.
He is really very sincere, very dedicated, very enthusiastic actor.
Awesome.
Very determined. And the most I like, and all other film producer, film director also, they look for these kind of people because he is mm-hmm. very good promoter. If he is in your project, he will promote like anything. And that is very good because I have seen so many actors. They work with you and they just go home and sleep.
Yep.
Okay. We are in the social media world and we are in this kind of business, entertainment business, show business. We need more people to go out. And that's why the social media is so going high and high. And if somebody is coming up and who is more active on the social media, everybody loves that.
Oh,
so that's
sure.
Keep it that, Nick. And you are very good. Whomever you are working and you will work, you will be asset to any production company.
That is so cool.
Wow. Thank
yeah.
you.
And I guess you're going to ask him maybe.
Well, I just have a quick question. Nicholas, hi, this is Nacy P. If someone wanted to get in touch with you just to say that we want you to promote us, so we want to work with you, how do we do that? How do we get in touch with you?
Well, you can find me on Facebook. Just regular name is Nicholas Velasquez. And Instagram is actor_.
Okay.
Nick Velasquez Official.
Okay. You just sound so interesting. Just you have that
We need
voice.
Him here.
Yeah. You have
when
that
are you going to come to Florida? When are you going to be here?
I'm trying to head to Florida around July because I have a couple more things to do down there.
Well, let's bring you and then Johnny back together. We'll have you back.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Just keep in touch with us. We'll send a Facebook friend request to you, and we'll keep in touch with you, and you just let us know when you're here, and then we'll just go from there. How's that?
I've also had the pleasure of working with the Tampa director, Carlos Segura, who directed the comedy The Laundry Party, too.
Oh, nice.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. It successfully premiered 2 weeks ago at the Silver Screen for Short Films.
And we love to promote, you know, new actors and local actors and connect everybody.
Right.
And yeah, we'd like to love to have you at the station. That'd be
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Well, thank you, Nicholas.
Thank you.
Another amazing Laughter Lines actor. We need Laughter Lines shirts now.
Yeah,
we should. When can we sell them? We'll sell them.
Really colorful shirts. I love that idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, we need Laughter Lines and then put like your like millionaire, billionaire. You put it on the back and ask me. Yeah. Ask me how to be a billionaire, millionaire. Well, Nicholas, thank you so much. We'll see you soon in July. That would be great. And now we also have another actor.
We have Ron Winders. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Sure,
Oh, God. Don't you just love his voice? He's got that radio voice.
Shoots in the corner and scores.
Yeah, so you can tell. He
was on radio.
Oh, so what did you do, Ron?
Well, I've been a TV announcer since 1969.
Okay.
Interviewed Muhammad Ali in 1970 before the first Ali fight.
You got to meet Mrs. Ali here at the station. She was a friend of ours.
And I had an Ali shirt made and showed it on the air there. And I've interviewed Mickey Mantle and Johnny Bench and Pete Rose and all those people. But as part of my TV sportscast, I was always funny. So, in other words, a typical sportscast might say, well, he shoots in the corner and scores.
Okay.
I would have a Clarabelle horn. I'd say, shoots in the corner, he scores. And I do impressions if you look on YouTube under Ron Winders.
Okay.
It's like, hey, I tell you, I get no respect. It's Rodney Dangerfield. I tell you, I get no respect.
Oh,
hey, Jerry Lewis, whoa, whoa, whoa. So, my humor has pretty much been slapstick most of the way. What I like about Aunt Johnny is his subtleness. You know, and most of my career has been broadcasting, not acting. So what I did with Ann Scott here, you know, it was this subtle kind of a thing. And the first time I let my hair go gray, but it was a subtle kind of a humor.
So you two work together on a clip. And can you set up this clip for everybody? Because it's audio, and then we'll be showing this on the VH2 TV network. Mm-hmm. So what is this clip about that we're about to play?
This is about an older couple.
Hi. Well, tell everybody your name.
My name is Ann Scott.
That's right.
And it's about an older couple who are playing Scrabble in the living room.
Okay.
And he, my husband, I guess, gets up and asks me if I would like something. So I said, yes, I would like some ice cream. So he starts to go out. And then I said, oh, no, I'd have some nuts on it, please. And he goes a little further. And I said, oh, wait a minute. How about some blueberries, too? And he goes a little further. And then I add something, you know. And I said, are you sure you got that? You sure you don't want to write that down? Okay.
I got it.
Oh, put some chocolate on the top.
Okay.
I think he should really write that down.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Okay, no, I've got it. I don't need to write it down. So he comes back, he goes out, and he comes back, and he's got this plate with eggs. So I look at him, and I say, where's my toast?
And I go,
And we're going to play that clip right now.
That's
this
cute.
Is Laughter Lines. Please enjoy. This is what radio is all about, and it's bringing stories to you. We'll be
that
right back.
That is so cute.
I got one. Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. P. U. Oops. R. Purr. Like in Putty Tat.
Yay, that's a good one. All right.
Hey, I'm going to the kitchen, Nut. Do you want anything?
Oh, yes. I would love some ice cream, please.
Ice cream, okay.
Make it vanilla, please.
Vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Oh, put some nuts on top.
Vanilla ice cream with nuts on top.
Yeah, can you remember that?
Sure. It sounds good.
Okay. Oh, wait. Blueberries, too?
Vanilla ice cream, nuts, and blueberries on top.
Yeah, I think you should write that down.
Vanilla ice cream, nuts, and blueberries on top.
You sure you don't want to write it down?
I got it.
Okay.
Is it okay?
Where's my sausage?
It's all about.
You are still in the character.
I know. We have about 20 minutes. We have three or four more actors. But in the meantime, and anything that you'd like to tell on Johnny from the heart and a memory that you remember that you loved working with him.
Well, we recently were filming a movie called Targeted that's in production at the moment. And I had a broken rib. And I waited and waited, couldn't find the group. So I went home. And Johnny called me, and he came all the way down to my house to pick me up and take me back to the filming. So I really appreciated it because I was kind of sick at the time.
See, that's the word the director looking like. As Ron said, like he was in different zone.
Right.
And that's what the director should. Director can find you what you can do.
Yeah.
Like he has not done most of the time. Like he was. Have not done any subtle laugh, but I have challenged him because I know he has that talent.
Mm-hmm.
And same way, the good thing about that Anne is she is very committed, dedicated. If she says like she will be in, she is doing. You can count on her.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'd like to feature more of the actors later and really talk about how they started and their audition techniques and more about your style of how did you start. I know we have to get more time.
So let's move on to next hour.
Yes,
episode.
Actually, Denise, I'm going to go switch actors. And we're going to just ask Anne Johnny some questions about his career. And I'll be right back changing actors. I'll be right back.
Okay, so I'm going to take up where Dawn left off and Johnny, and tell me, how did you get started? How did you get started?
I forgot it was sausage. I said it was
toast. I've been in this industry for a long time, starting with the theater in my college days, and then I moved to U.S. in 99. I took a formal training at Corinne's acting studio, and where I met the first my group, with a couple local filmmakers and all, and I started helping the other people came to me, and we did a lot of. It started with the short films, and I got all the network. Basically, I go to all the film festivals. I help whatever I can do for helping other filmmakers, because it's a small community. If you help. It's not like you are just when somebody need, you are not helping, and when you need, and you are saying like, "Hey, nobody is helping me."
Right.
So you have to offer first. So I've been to a lot of sets, and it's not it's not about the money. Like you get credit, and that's what I build up. And even if so many people are money minded, let me tell you, like, hey, it's a money also, but it's you can't see because. In long run, because without network, what you can do in $500, $700, or $1,000 things, but with the network, you can do in a couple hundred.
Well, I know we're looking at our clock here, and it's 8:44, and I know it goes so fast. And Johnny, do you want to introduce what actor we're going to play next and their laughter lines?
Yes, I'm glad we are here. Michael Cruz, okay, take your.
We have the microphone. We're sharing today.
Marcus Solo. Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I forgot your name. And Kristen,
swing the mic over.
Crystal Whitfield.
Crystal Whitfield.
Okay. Now, I saw all of their clips, and I did laugh very hard. I mean, Denise, I'm going to send you the rest of them.
Yes.
So we have that. And so are we going to start with Michael?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm a little bit nervous, actually.
Wait, I like your accent. Where are you from?
I'm actually born in New Bedford, Massachusetts, but my parents are originally from Brazil and Portugal.
Oh, you sound like you're from England. You sound that English accent. A cup of tea.
And don't be nervous.
No, we're just on the worldwide web.
Well, this is my first time in a live radio broadcast.
Well, congratulations. No, I thought he was excited because he was here early. And I'm like, I'm not off of work yet. I'm getting there.
I'm a photographer. I'm always early every time.
I love it. I love it. So set up his lines, or you want to set up your lines of what we're going to play, what clip? And Johnny?
We are going to play now one clip with Michael and me, and followed by the second clip, Michael and Sabi.
Oh, so you're together in the clip.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
yes. Okay.
So let's play two together.
Yep.
One with me and Michael, and one with Michael and...
So, okay, and you can all see these on YouTube under Laughter Line. No S, just Laughter Line, right?
Yeah.
And enjoy and get a belly laugh, you know? Oh, laughter is good for your heart and soul.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back.
David? Hey, come here. Give me a minute.
Oh, okay. Take your time.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Hey, I have one good news.
What is it?
We sold our first consignment.
Yes, yes.
And I got money.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Yes, see? This is all our money.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes,
boy,
yes.
Boy, boy.
Yes. Hey, I'm honest, man. We are partners, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, here, one is your,
mm-hmm.
one is mine.
Yes.
Two, one, two for you.
Mm-hmm.
One, two for me.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three. Yours.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three. Mine. We will make more money.
Yes! You are my best friend.
Yes, thank you.
Oh,
yes, yes.
Hey, I'm going to the bowling alley. You want to come?
I'd like to go, but I got to go to Steve's. I borrowed some money from him. I got to return the $3,000 I got, you know? His wife's been insisting for months.
Yeah, my wife wanted me to do the same thing, except I have to pay out the bills.
love me, say that you love me, fool me.
What is that, Mike?
Oh, that's my new ringtone.
That's great, Mike, but I got to go, Mike.
All right, see ya.
Wait, I could drop you off.
Nah, it's not too far. Two blocks away across the park.
If you want,
we can go later. It'll be quick.
Okay, I'll be back.
He's watching that one. He like that. Are you enjoying this, Peter?
I am. I'm enjoying it. It's really funny. Good stuff. Yeah.
I know we have 10 minutes left. I know we have another caller, but let's go to our other actors. We'll be with the other caller in a minute. And then we also have, you want to set up the clip on Johnny?
So, yeah. Let's start.
Crystal.
Let's watch one more for the Crystal. She's here. We'll talk about the Crystal later more, but let's watch her first. It's Crystal, me, and her two sons also worked in this one.
Okay.
Let's watch. This is called Kevin number 4. Laughter line number 4.
Well, I'm just waiting for it to load up here. It's not loading up. Here we go.
All right.
Okay. Hey. Well, you just have to wait here for a minute, so.
That's so cool. So, while you're thinking he's loading that up, think of something from the heart that you'd like to say to Aunt Johnny. Just something that you'd like to say live on the
all
air.
All of you guys.
All of you.
Do you want to give it to him now?
No, not yet.
Oh, in a minute. Okay.
Well, unless like right now is good because Peter's loading.
I got it. We got it.
Okay.
Well, all right, let's go.
Listen.
We'll be right back.
Let's work.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, sweetie. This is my son, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Same here, thanks. So, actually, I came here...
No, I'm going to play soccer.
Yeah, okay, sweetie. This is my other son, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
So, you have two sons or three?
I have three.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
The other one went to his friend's house.
What's his name?
Oh, his name's Kevin.
Kevin.
I like the name.
Okay. So, how you call, if you have to call one in particular?
I call them by the last name.
That's adorable. How did you think of that one, Johnny?
That's a very common problem. Especially this type of problem we face when you come from eastern part of the world.
Wow. Well, I'm going to come back. We only have like 7 minutes left, but yeah. I just remember we're not going to play the hotel deal, but if you are looking to do a special, you're in Clearwater Beach, come in, actually call 727-871-7788, and I will help you get a hotel deal for $99 and up to 4 years, no blockout dates, and I'll give you a $75 American Express card, and you don't want to miss that. You've got to be 28 years old. And also, if you like to cruise, we'd like to thank Expedia Cruise Ship Centers of Tampa, and me and my husband are actually Expedia Cruise consultants, and we will help you with your next cruise. So anyways, that's the same number.
Okay.
All right, in one breath.
Okay, so are we good to go now?
We're good.
Okay, so my question is, if you have something really special to say to Aunt Johnny, something that's from your heart, what would you tell her?
You're live on the air.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I know. I'm still thinking about.
Okay, so.
Well, Johnny, I would probably say to him that he had been a vague creative in the stories. Besides, you definitely have a good sense of humor
And a question. I have a question. I have friends that have gone to comedy school back in the days, and now they're doing these comedy troupes. Have you ever thought of putting your own Laughter Lines comedy troupe together?
You reminded me. Actually, we have the plan.
Right.
I'm just waiting for the right time, and we will do more when I see the sufficient number of Laughter Line we have already built up. We are going live stage show.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
All the people will be, you see on the live, on the stage, and they will go through, and the same Laughter Line and all.
You can take that on tour.
Yeah. Maybe we can go on tour. But I will do first couple show in Tampa Bay area, and let's see how the response, and then we can plan. And
very
to go
cool.
Out.
Yeah. Nice. Very cool.
And let me tell, Michael is a very natural artist. He is the asset to any film director. The good thing is he will follow your instruction.
That's cool.
That's the very, like, if I have to pick one character, he's a very good listener. He listened and followed the director.
But I have to tell you, I know we have a few minutes left, but Anjani, when he directs, I mean, he is so precise, and he walks back and forth, and then he'll say no, but then he's got his, you know, his whole equipment, and he's very on point, and, you know, he'll sit there and think for a minute, and then he'll change. Everything
that
is
so cool.
Perfect.
Don't we have another caller online?
I do. Yes, thank you, Denise.
Oh, he's gone. Okay. Oh, sorry.
What we'll do is we'll get him back on.
Right.
I don't know who that was. Do you know who was calling in? I know Nicholas, what calling? I didn't get another person calling in.
I don't know who it was.
Okay, please call back if you were calling in. We're so sorry. But we have Marco, and Marco is now Marco Solo.
Yes.
So, Marco, tell us from your heart, tell us what you think about Aunt Johnny.
You know, here in Tampa or Florida, we don't get a lot of support for filming and stuff, you know, budgeting and permissions and all that. But there's a lot of talent, actors, producers, and his short film that we have every Wednesday, the screening, really brings everybody together, you know, the producers and actors, and it creates an opportunity for everybody to network and get to know each other and kind of build from that and get to know people from outside of Florida. So he really creates that, you know, that opportunity. Because he went to India for like 2 months and it was kind of quiet.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he came back and everybody's back in business. So I think that networking helps,
they,
you know.
They missed him.
Yeah, yeah. So he creates that, you know, that catalyst, you know, that drives everybody. So that's very important, you know. Okay. And I don't think anybody else is doing that except Mr. Bondi, that's how I call
that's,
him.
Okay. That's why we're honoring him today, because of all his hard work. And I know you have something special to say from the heart.
I always have something good to say about Ann Johnny. There's never been anything negative towards him. For the very first time I worked with him, he let me know exactly what I needed. I was coming to do makeup for him and then ended up acting for him and everything. And one of the things I can say that was probably the most inspiring to me was how easy he is to work with. He lets you know what he needs, and he's just so easygoing. If you mess up, he says, "That's okay. Try this," you know. And you just, you're so comfortable. You can do anything with him.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. And that was Crystal Whitfield that was talking to us for a second.
That's
there.
Right.
Yeah.
And we want to thank all the actors. And if you'd like to give your social media real quick to everybody.
Yeah, I got my Instagram tag is a Marco Solo Official. I do have a challenge going on. If I get 1,000 followers, I will wear a male romper.
Okay.
So so if you want to follow me on Instagram, Marco Solo Official on Instagram, and I'll be wearing that male romper very soon.
Okay.
I also have an Instagram account. It's Coyote Heaven Photography. I also am a photographer as well. I'm also on Facebook. At you can look me up at Facebook and on Instagram and Twitter at the Coyote Heaven and at Coyote Heaven Photography.
Oh.
And I also have my own website, which I actually built it myself.
Very cool.
Called www.coyoteheavenphotography.com.
Okay.
Very nice.
And Crystal, how do we get in touch with you?
I'm Crystal Starlene Whitfield on Facebook. I do not have the Instagram and all that yet, so.
It'll come.
And I'm on IMDb.
I gotcha.
I think Facebook is enough because more and more people are on the Facebook. I have not seen, except few for some reason, are not on the Facebook, but I have seen like 99% of this film industry is on the Facebook.
Yeah, so, that's how I found you.
And I think we are running out of time. So let me tell you once again, I request everybody to go on YouTube, type Laughter Line, one word. It's and you will see our channel, subscribe it. Every Friday evening, we are uploading new Laughter Line.
Okay.
And if you are a filmmaker, if you are an actor, let's do more Laughter Line, and actor also most welcome. But to understand what we are doing and where we are going, because you should know the what exactly we are doing.
Right.
So just to get an idea, go to Laughter Line YouTube channel, subscribe it, follow, and talk to me, and we'll do more with you.
That's right. Awesome. And Denise, they can see a lot of the Hollywood Connections shows if you put in Hollywood Connections on YouTube.
If you go to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connections, you can find us there.
Yes.
Right. And like us on Facebook. We have Dawn Reese. Think of Dawn dishwashing liquid, Reese's peanut butter cups. I can add you if I can delete some friends. I think I'm up to 5,000. And DC, where can they reach you?
They can reach me at Denise Phipps Crank, C-R-A-N-K, and I am all over the place.
You are so busy. And we're so excited. And remember, give God all the glory and honor. Watch things happen in your life. And Johnny, we'll have to have you back. This has been fun. Peter, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Did you enjoy this today?
I did. Absolutely enjoyed it. Yes.
Yay. Very cool. And anyone that's driving, if you have a teenager that would like to be a reporter for me, we're getting them from all over.
Yes.
And we have some special guests next week from a national pageant. And we've got reporters calling in.
And you have to remember to pray for our reporters in Hawaii.
Yes, for sure. Yes. Yep, I know one of them left. And she works with Aloha Airlines. Okay. So we pray for them. And we want to just say, come back next Monday and see us.
Yay.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.